Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up, there may be a new kicker available. It's a pretty cool story from Eagles camp on Tuesday, so we'll get to that. And we need your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's part of our Hump Show. Longest running feature on the show, going back to the days when our show was three nights a week instead of five nights a week. And we started giving you the opportunity to ask Amy anything. And we've continued because you are not out of questions. So as long as you are not out of questions, I am not out of answers. So that's coming up a half hour from now here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. You can send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Lots of goodies there as well, including the latest edition of Pre-Law with both Chris and Dave. Also on our Facebook page. There's lots of stuff on Facebook. A couple of posts from me, our video, your questions, all that jazz. So check it out, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on either Facebook or Twitter. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience.
You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand?
Have the off-season blues?
Blake Bortles delivers to his tight end.
Mariota drops. Fires downfield. It's caught to the five, to the end zone. Oh, my goodness.
How about the Hail Mary from Winston?
He's to the five. He's in for the touchdown.
What a play by Manning.
Rodgers.
In the end zone. It is caught for the win.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield claims his comments about Daniel Jones were taken out of context and that it was more about the clickbait in this article with GQ, that he wasn't saying that Daniel wasn't a winner. He was talking about the weird and strange ways that quarterbacks get evaluated and that he himself was surprised that he was the number one overall pick. Though, let's be honest, that's not what Baker said before he was drafted in 2018. No, he told anyone who would listen every day and twice on Sunday that he deserved to be the number one pick, that he was the best quarterback coming out in the draft. So he had to put a statement out on Instagram complimenting Daniel Jones, backpedaling a little bit, and claiming that his quotes were taken out of context. And of course, his head coach immediately jumps to his aid.
I don't have any comments. It's, I think you probably need to go back and look. And I mean, he's got the, you know, he's got the ability to decide whatever he wants, but that was during the draft when that was going on. I mean, he's a football fan also, so I don't really have any comment for it. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. So it's nothing against Daniel Jones. It's just he was talking, you know.
You think the bullseye gets bigger and bigger?
We don't care. We don't care. All right, it's already on there, so it doesn't matter. We'll be ready to play.
The other part of the Freddie Kitchens comments, even though he had no comment, I love it when coaches or athletes say that I have no comment and then they go on and they comment. The other part of that, we'll let you hear a little bit later on. It's more colorful from Freddie Kitchens, but for now we're focusing on the QB news portion. So Baker Mayfield defended by his head coach, also defending himself and his comments on Instagram. But as you could expect, the comments were definitely brought up at Giants practice, where Daniel Jones is starting to sound a lot like his teacher, Eli Manning.
I'm not sure I would do it that way, but I don't know. Everyone's got a different different way of doing things. And like I said, my focus is here. You know, I think, you know, our focus is here. You know, I think I speak for the team where we, you know, we're very focused on what we're doing here and making sure we're ready to play, you know, going into the season.
tell me he doesn't sound like he's been listening to Eli Manning press conferences. It's a little bit like Tom Brady starting to sound more and more like Bill Belichick. I mean, that's been happening for years. Daniel Jones has only been with the Giants and Eli for a few months. My focus is here. I think I speak for the team when I tell you we just want to get ready to play. But he does admit, I don't know that I would have handled the GQ interview the way that Baker did. I don't know that I would do things the way that Baker Mayfield does. Though he was complimentary of Baker and refused to take the bait, any kind of a bait, when it came to pitting the two quarterbacks against each other.
I've seen him play, watched him in college, and some a little bit last year. I think he's a great player. He can throw it and enjoy watching him play.
So that's the end of that. Eli Manning, Redux, Eli Manning Jr. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, Pat Shurmur has already been in full-on defend Daniel Jones mode. In fact, he is constantly defending his quarterbacks against all questions. And he did not miss the opportunity. The way that Freddie Kitchens defended his QB, even though he wasn't going to comment, Pat Shurmur went all in and stuck up for his rookie.
I know he's a winner, and he helped his team win games. Each quarterback is evaluated based on their skill set and their ability to lead their team.
In addition to him defending Daniel Jones just in the wake of this column coming out in GQ, do you not get the sense that he still continues to defend the drafting of Daniel Jones by the Giants? That's going to be something that he and Dave Gettleman continue to do, though the limited sample size that we've seen from Jones so far, whether it be OTAs, whether it be preseason practices, whether it be in preseason games, he's been impressive. He really has been. And even though the Giants do not consider this to be a quarterback controversy, and certainly they would not, there's a lot of talk about when we might see Daniel Jones as the starter for the Giants. Should it be in 2019? Kind of depends on how New York comes out of the gate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of coming out of the gate, the Indianapolis Colts may have to do it without their starting QB. Here's the latest from Colts coach Frank Reich on Andrew Luck.
Just an update on Andrew. Will not practice this week. Really no further updates. Really all we got right now is it's a combination of full speed movement and pain threshold. So that's all we got right now. So no further updates on that. It's always that combination of how much full speed, what at what level, you know, it's on a continuum, right? Continuum of speed and movements, right? There's a continuum of speed and movements and a continuum of pain. So it's those combinations.
Again, similar to Freddie Kitchens, who said, I will have no comment on Baker Mayfield, and then proceeded to comment. It's sort of funny when you hear Frank Reich say, I will have no further comment on Andrew Luck. And then someone asks him another question. He elaborates about how he's trying to manage his pain and get up to full speed while he's navigating what is now, as we know, not just a calf injury, but also high ankle-ish. Remember, that was the term that we got, high ankle-ish. And so the pain is significant. It's been there. He will not practice this week. Yes, now it's time for full-blown panic. If you are a Colts fan, to start the season potentially without your starting QB, that's a major setback. As good as this team is, as much as I think they're poised to be a player in 2019, especially trying to build on what they did, what they learned, everything that they were able to put together at the end of 2018, not even the end, really the second half, winning 9 of 10, also grabbing a playoff win. To me, to not have Andrew Luck, while it's not doomsday, it's not the end of... It's not the end of the road for the Indianapolis Colts. What you don't have is the ability to start up right away fresh and come out of the gate a house on fire, guns a-blazing, so to speak. And so there will be no Andrew Luck, at least for practice this week, but let's hope still with a couple weeks to go that he can be on the field for week number one. One more piece of QB news is coming from the Denver Broncos and their rookie, quarterback Drew Lock, actually hurt his right thumb in their preseason game on Monday night. This was against San Francisco, just happened in the Mile High City. And he got sacked on a second down early in the third quarter. So he's played a lot of minutes, a lot of snaps during the preseason. And initially, what we heard from the Broncos is that it was a minor sprain, a little sprain. And they did do x-rays at the stadium, and they came back negative for a broken thumb, which is the good news. The bad news is that an MRI on Tuesday confirmed that it's much more than a little sprain. It's actually a significant sprain, though he has been, I think, introduced or escorted to a different doctor for a second opinion. They're trying to figure out how to treat him, but he will miss practice time and will not play for the remainder of the preseason. So they've already had three preseason games because they were part of the Hall of Fame festivities, but still have to play two more games, and those would have been significant reps for him. Not that there's a quarterback controversy in Denver either, because it's Joe Flacco's job, but you certainly would like to have your rookie up to speed as much as possible. And this is a guy that the Broncos selected in the second round of April's draft. So he's logged the most minutes of any quarterback on their roster, and they were hoping to get him some more experience, especially in week three of the preseason, where we're likely to see the starters stay on the field longer than at any other point during the month of August. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, but if you want to send questions for Ask Amy Anything, you should send those to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Producer Chris has to wade through all of your questions, and we will get to those coming up in 25 minutes. Straight ahead, what did I tell you we were going to do? So you have to hear the other portion of Freddie Kitchens talking about what it means to have a bullseye on your back. And in honor of National Radio Day, one of the most iconic and recognizable voices in sports media goes outside the box. Plus, we'll take your calls. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Yankees win. The Yank. Ow. I hit my arm. Oh, Yankees win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We had highlighted John Sterling, the voice of the New York Yankees, going back to the week before the All-Star break when he finally took a couple of days off. He was dealing with some health challenges and some health problems that he wanted to tackle and needed some rest for. And so we were giving him credit for not missing a day of work in decades. Pretty amazing what he has been able to accomplish as the radio play-by-play voice of the New York Yankees. So it's good to have him back behind the microphone. And certainly if you're looking to celebrate National Radio Day, which was Tuesday, I had no idea. I was a little bit late to the party. But if you want to celebrate National Radio Day, why not highlight a voice that is so recognizable that it's not just about baseball fans in New York? John Sterling is a guy that is known for his calls, his home run calls to be sure, but also just those pipes. Decades. And he's missed maybe 3-4 games. I'm glad to hear that he's doing well. He's back into prime form. And in honor of National Radio Day, he kind of went outside the box. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I managed to see this, or managed to catch it, on Twitter. It was put out there by the home of the Yankees on TV, the YES Network. Now, he does radio, but also now and then will do, you know, voiceovers and Yankees montages or highlight shows. And they had him sit down and read a grocery list for National Radio Day.
Cool Whip, 1 dozen farm fresh eggs, Vidalia onions, extra virgin olive oil, hand churned guacamole, pimento cheese, cut russet potatoes, semi sweet chocolate morsels, asparagus, canned cream corn, beef tongue, balsamic vinaigrette, chicken liver,
ew,
veal cutlet, almond nut butter, pickled ginger, coconut water, Nutella, Tabasco sauce, French baguettes, can't forget dessert, mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh my gosh. First of all, that grocery list had to be put together based on what could get the funniest inflections from John Sterling, because that grocery list can't have been one person. No way. Hand-churned guacamole. No one's ever written that on their grocery list. Hand-churned guacamole. I think my favorite is Tabasco sauce. Asparagus. Nutella. Do you think John Sterling knows what Nutella is? The good stuff. And I have said in the past that there are some announcers like Vin Scully, Kevin Harlan, who's been on the show more than once. I would listen to them read a phone book. Well, this is the next best thing. John Sterling reading through your average run-of-the-mill grocery list. Hashtag National Radio Day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I've already logged a good 20 years in this business. And I asked the guys in the latest edition of Pre-Law where they saw themselves in 20 years. You have to check that out. That's on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And while you're there, you've just got a few minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Howard is listening in Alabama. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I cried today at work.
Oh, no. How come?
Because we buried my daughter.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, Howard, I'm so sorry. How old was your daughter?
31.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Was she sick?
No. The damn plague of drugs.
Oh.
She thought she did heroin. Police said it was the dirtiest dope they'd ever seen. Carfentanil.
I am so sorry, Howard.
I am broken.
I can imagine. I'm sure that that everyone who loved her is feeling the same way. I can't believe you went to work. I don't think I would have done that.
No. Well, I don't need to be sitting in my house, just sitting and thinking.
True.
No. I had to go back to work. So.
Well,
she died,
sir,
on the 7th. So.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I would say in that case, if you need to be at work, if that gives you some refuge, for sure, you are not probably not the only one who is shedding tears. That's really difficult. I'm so sorry. I'll pray for you and your family. I appreciate
you
sharing that with us. But I'm very, very sorry. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I have a childhood friend that lost a daughter, and he told me he didn't think you could hurt this bad without dying.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good description.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I don't have any kids of my own, but I have nieces, and I love them like they're my own kids. And if something like this happened, I would think same thing. I'd want to curl up in a ball, and that would kind of be the end. So I admire you for the fact that you went to work and that you're carrying on and that you're being strong. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people in your family who are feeling the same way.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I appreciate you calling and sharing that with us.
Okay.
You take care of yourself, Howard.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh, that's difficult. Now I feel bad for bringing it up. I don't think that's what people were admitting to when they were talking about crying at work. But certainly that is an extreme case that, yeah, I mean, I don't even think I'd be functional if a member of my family, a close member of my family, especially someone who was so young at 31 years old, was gone too soon. We definitely have an epidemic in this country, for sure, of drugs and heroin use. And for those of you who don't know, we're located in Lower Manhattan, New York City. And New Jersey, which is where I live, has a massive problem with heroin use. And it's really sad. It's not even so much a silent killer, because it happens. I mean, in my own church, there have been, I mean, half dozen families who've lost members, young members of their family, because of overdoses, sudden overdoses. Just really sad stuff. But I meant what I said, that I'll pray for Howard and his family. And even if you know that you have someone who's using drugs, and, you know, someone who's an addict in your family, I don't think it makes it any easier to try to deal with that and to know that there's no return from an overdose of that sort. So, Howard, I'm so sorry. We're going to get to our break now. And then when we get back, we'll take your questions here on Ask Amy. I appreciate those of you who are tuning in, and I do appreciate your support. I mentioned National Radio Day, and I know a lot of you sent your thank yous and your kind words on social media, and that definitely means a lot to me, and I'm glad the show means a lot to you. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Always appreciate you sending your questions through Twitter and Facebook. Every now and then, I think producer Chris fields a call or two. And so I managed to break on time. And I haven't looked. I mean, I've looked at some of the questions, but I haven't looked at all of them. So I will be blindsided as usual. As long as we don't talk about crying at work, I feel like I'm going to put that to rest now. All right, producer Chris, your turn.
All right, we will start with Mark, who wants to know, if you had to live without one of your senses, which one would you choose and why?
You know, your sense of smell is the most acute. But I guess if I had to live without one of them, that would be it. As hard as it would be to not be able to smell anything, I wouldn't be able to do my job in radio as a radio junkie without being able to watch sports. And I obviously couldn't do my job without being able to hear. And so I think, given the sense of touch or the sense of smell, I'd probably go with sense of smell. At least then I'd never have to smell dog poop again, right? Or trash. The smell of trash and dumpsters, oh, so bad, especially in the summer. Though I would miss it, because then you couldn't smell chocolate chip cookies. You couldn't smell fresh chili. You couldn't smell fresh cut grass, which is also one of my favorites, and flowers. I'm a huge fan of fresh flowers and how good they smell. So that would be difficult. But if you're forcing me, that would be the one I'd give up.
Steven has a question about Penny. He wants to know, what is Penny's favorite treat?
Oh my gosh, Penny loves anything. Anything that I would give her, except for a carrot. She won't eat a carrot. But she loves peanut butter. I don't give it to her very often, but every now and then, if I have a piece of bread or a piece of toast with peanut butter, I'll give her the corner and make sure I leave a little bit of peanut butter for her, just a tad. She also really loves, I don't know if you've ever seen Milo's treats. There, if you have a dog, you'll know Milo's Kitchen. And they're made in the United States, which appeals to me. And they're all natural, so they're meat. They're turkey meatballs or beef jerky pieces, and so she really loves those as well. But I can't give her too many because her stomach would get upset. So we're on a very strict treat and meal diet. The dog is now on a senior plan because she turns 10 in a couple months. 10.
Andy has an interesting question. He wants to know, Amy, if you were a defensive lineman in the NFL, would you have a signature move to get to the quarterback?
Spin move, baby! Spin move! move, spin around the outside, or fake the spin to the outside and jerk back to the inside. Oh, no, I'm all about the spin move. Twinkle toes. I could imagine that though there'd be a couple times that I'd probably trip and fall trying to perfect that move. But yes, I would do the spinorama.
From one skill set to another, we'll go to Dustin, who wants to know, do you think you could beat Bobby Flay? In a cook-off. He has that show, Beat Bobby Flay.
Right, I know, but... Oh, so it doesn't matter what food? I get to pick the food?
You get to pick the food.
Oh, well, chili, absolutely. Chili, and maybe even now my chocolate chip cookies. No, I'm just kidding. My best friend actually has much better chocolate chip cookies than me. She makes them with extra salt. And that sweet and salt together is so good. Dave's head just popped up. He wasn't listening to anything else, but he heard the chocolate chip cookies part. So chili, yes. I could definitely beat Bobby Flay in a chili cook-off, but that's probably the only real area of expertise I can claim. Though my cupcakes were pretty good earlier this year.
That they were. We'll go to Rev Trev next. He checks in often. We always appreciate his questions. He says, school is back in. Were you excited when school started, or were you sad to see summer come to
an end? Oh, gosh. No, I was the nerd who wanted to have perfect attendance every year. Yes, it was always my goal to never miss a day of school. And I can remember fighting my mom when there were times I didn't feel well or if we needed to travel. Like, let's say we're going to visit my grandparents. I never wanted to miss school, mostly because I was worried that something would happen at school that I wouldn't be a part of, but also because I was that kind of a kid. I was the valedictorian. I was the perfectionist, and I wanted to have perfect attendance, and I couldn't stand missing. So, no, I couldn't wait for school to start and for us to get back with friends and the routine. And, yeah, no, that was all me.
Do you have any desire to go back to school at any point?
No. See, that's the interesting part, is that as much as I loved school and as much as I went to school for 5 straight years, got my three degrees, so my 2 undergrad degrees, my bachelor's degrees, and then my master's in TV and radio. By the time I got done with Syracuse, I was never going back to school ever. I will never do any continuing education. I would never change careers. No. We do enough homework and enough research and preparation for this job that I feel like I have to keep up with the reading and obviously every other trend in sports. I could never go back to school. I was schooled out. By the time I did 36 credits in a calendar year at Syracuse and finished with comp exams, I was done. That was it. I was done. And it took me 15 years to pay it off, actually, the loans I borrowed for Cuse. So, yeah, even now that I could probably afford going back to school, I would not.
We'll check in with Robbie next. He wants to know, what is your favorite sport to cover?
To cover as a member of the media, he means?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if he means in person. I'll say basketball in person. I love to be close enough to the court that you can hear what the athletes are saying and the coaches speaking to their athletes. So I really do enjoy covering basketball. And it's what I do as a play-by-play announcer. I get to go to practices and kind of see what's happening behind the scenes. Football is different. As much as I enjoy going to football games, you actually see things better and you can cover the game a little better, at least for our purposes, when you are watching on a TV as opposed to being in person. So I very rarely get to go to an NFL game, which is why being at Lambeau last preseason was so great. And even if you are in the press box, you're not down on the sidelines, so your access is different. So yeah, I would say that football is easier to cover from my living room or from a radio studio than it is to cover in person. So, yeah, I'll go basketball. I love the access that you get with golf, though. The ability to follow these athletes around, that's something that's unique, too. So I love covering golf, and I really enjoy covering basketball in person.
A similar question here from Butch. He wants to know, specific to the U.S. Open in tennis, when it's that time of year, do you prefer to watch matches from start to finish, or do you like to bounce around?
For tennis U.S. Open, I like to bounce around, especially when it's early in the tournament and you can go to the outer courts. at the U.S. Open where you don't need a specific ticket or a seat. You can just walk up and stand there and watch a match, and then you can walk to the next outer court, and there's matches going on, you know, 11, 12 different courts at a time. Doubles matches. I love doubles tennis. I actually prefer it over singles tennis. But then when it gets later in the tournament, to be inside Arthur Ashe Stadium and to watch a match with Roger Federer or Serena Williams, any of the real favorites there, that's always amazing too, because with the number of people that are crammed in there, you get this awesome energy and a really neat atmosphere.
Stan wants to know, with missing your Grammy's dinner time when you go to visit her, is there anything you're looking forward to eating yourself while you're out there?
In Wisconsin?
Yep.
I mean, I always do enjoy a good brat. But I don't know if we'll have a good brat. Certainly cheese. I don't think that I'll bring cheese curds back this time. Though I guess I would. If you guys like cheese, I could bring some cheese curds back. The squeaky kind. The kind that when you eat them, they squeak on your teeth. That's unique to Wisconsin. So yeah, I will enjoy my trip to Wisconsin. I'll eat whatever Grammy eats. You guys get this, though. She loves Red Lobster.
Like the chain restaurant Red Lobster?
Is there any other?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, that's one of her favorites. Now, I am a seafood connoisseur. I love seafood. I love fish. Red Lobster is not seafood. And so it's not real seafood. And so I'm going to have to go to Red Lobster because Grammy loves it. But oh, my gosh.
That may be worse than ketchup on steak.
Oh, well, yeah, but you know what? When the 97-year-old wants to go to Red Lobster, the 97-year-old gets to pick the restaurant. So if that makes her happy, then it makes her happy. So, yes, I think we're going to go to Red Lobster. Otherwise, I'll be eating at the cafeteria where she lives. Oh, my gosh. It'll be fine, though. Again, I'll find a brat somewhere, and I'll find some good cheese. And I'll just spend the time with my Grammy, and as long as she's happy, I'm happy.
Well, speaking of...
Wait, hold on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you're just tuning in, this is our hump show staple, Ask Amy Anything.
Speaking of ketchup on steak, Jeremiah...
We were only doing that because you made us.
He wants to know if you'd ever put ketchup on bacon.
No! Absolutely not! You ruin a perfectly good piece of flavorful bacon. What is wrong with people? I would never put ketchup on my eggs. I would never put ketchup on my steak. I would never put ketchup on my bacon. The only thing I put ketchup on, I don't eat hot dogs except for when I'm in Cuba and they don't have ketchup. The only thing that I would put ketchup on is my burger. That's it. That's the only thing. Burger and fries. I forgot about the fries. Burger and fries. That's it. Okay?
So what about a bacon cheeseburger? Then it's not got ketchup on the bacon.
Yeah, you could. It could, like, touch it. Thank you for pointing that out. However, I don't often have bacon cheeseburgers because I like bacon just by itself. No, I could see that. I mean, I could understand that.
Thank you.
No, I meant there isn't anything that you don't eat. Okay, there's no way to get away from that. Anyway, so I don't often eat bacon cheeseburgers because I prefer just to eat the bacon. But yes, I guess in that case, if there's some ketchup that touches the bacon, it's different.
On this one, we will agree. We'll go to Lawrence next. He wants
Gross.
To know, would you ever run with the bulls in Pamplona?
No. I like my life. And I have zero desire to have a horn up my rear end. Absolutely not. Any type of horn, any type of bull horn, that does not sound like it would be pleasant. And people die. Like I don't understand. The bull is not your friend. He's angry. He hates you. And it's like when you have a wild animal as a pet and then you get bit in the face or you get attacked and people wonder why. Because they're wild animals. That's why. They're not your friend.
So you do not approve of what Josh Norman did a couple
months
ago?
Yeah, if he wants to, that's fine. You are a grown man. You make your own decisions. But there is absolutely no way that I'm allowing a horn of that size to get anywhere near my body. No.
Fair enough. Kendall wants to know, if you could have any talent outside of radio, what would it be?
I mean, I would like to be able to golf well, like a zero handicap. It's probably not in the cards for me. So that I would love to be able to do. What else would I would like to be able to play another instrument. I can play the piano and I love the piano, but I've always thought it would be pretty cool to play the violin. One of my nieces plays the violin. So a stringed instrument, that'd be pretty awesome. I don't know the guitar. It really fits my personality, but it would be kind of fun to be able to pick up a guitar and play it. So yeah, I'd like to speak another language. Trilingual would be fun. Play another musical instrument. And, sleep on airplanes. Does that count?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. That actually would be my superpower, especially as I face. So this is how I travel every time because I don't want to waste an entire day sleeping. And so come Wednesday afternoon when I wake up, like when I wake up from my regular sleeping routine, I'll be up through the evening, through the show, Thursday morning, taking care of the zoo, getting finished packing, going straight to the airport. I can't sleep on planes, which means by the time I get to my grandmother's, I will have been up 24 hours and obviously not going to bed right away. So whenever I travel, I'm awake easily 30 hours, which is brutal, but I cannot sleep on planes. It sucks. I wish I could. Even drugs don't help. Not even the regular drugs that I will take to sleep, like melatonin or Tylenol PM. Those don't help even. It's awful.
Lots of movies.
It's a mental block, I think.
Movies
sure.
and books. Movies and books are your friends on flights. We'll go
I
to
mean,
Ralph.
I've tried everything, man. It doesn't work.
Ralph wants to know, would you ever do another...
Mr. World Traveler here who just flew to Portland for the first time by himself. And I do appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Now that I am an astute traveler, I'm a man of the world. That's right. Ralph wants to know, would you ever do another polar bear plunge?
Any polar bear plunge? I suppose I would if it was for a really good cause. I don't know that I'll be going back to the polar bear plunge that I did in the Chesapeake Bay in January. But, you know, if there's another one that comes along and I get invited, it's for a cause that I believe in, then sure, I suppose I would. I just need some time to forget how cold that water was.
Craig wants to know, with your trips to Wisconsin, do you consider yourself a cheesehead?
I mean, I love cheese. I love dairy. I come by it, honestly. Even though the Weight Watchers has really trimmed my consumption of dairy, which is my biggest regret of the past 6 months, I definitely am a cheese head, and I am proud to be a cheese head. Mozzarella is my favorite, but in Wisconsin, I don't know that there's a bad cheese.
I think we can squeeze one more in here. Jim wants to know, were you ever a fan of collecting any sports cards when you were growing up?
You know, I have a few. It wasn't ever a passion of mine. These are ones that were given to me. Like, for instance, I have a Larry Bird rookie card, which I absolutely love. I have a couple of cards from Paul Pierce's career. I have a Terry Francona card from when he was first in the majors, which is kind of funny. And so I do have a few, but I wouldn't say that they're my favorites. That's not what I did. You know what I did collect was Sports Illustrated. So I started getting Sports Illustrated when I was 16 years old. And in my closet when I was growing up through high school and college, stacks and stacks and stacks of them. And they were all organized by date. And I read them from cover to cover. And I could not get rid of them because I love the pictures so much. And so I finally did get rid of some of them. But it was an exhaustive process. I just kept going over and over them. Also, they were so meticulously organized that whenever my brother would sneak into my room to try to steal the swimsuit issue, I knew when even one magazine was out of place. I always knew. Yep, anal retentive perfectionist collector of Sports Illustrated with a brother who couldn't keep out of my room. Brothers, what a pain in the rear. He's still a pain in the rear, but I love him. All right, thanks so much for all of your questions. I think we worked in a bunch of them there. Good stuff. You can find the latest edition of Pre-Law on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on Facebook. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.